Thank you very much, and thank you to all the very loyal members of the Republican Party in Somerset County. You're the real key to our ability to win elections, and our ability to win elections means our ability to run government in a way that fits with the principles that we have. And it doesn't matter if we're talking about local elections here in Somerset County, which come up this November, by the way. Sometimes I think the presidential election is in November. I'm gonna wake up election day thinking the election is this November, because this election started so soon. Just when Dale said that you endorsed me back in January. January was almost 2 years before the election. So this has been going on for a long time. We've already had five or six debates. I'm on my way to California for, I think, my 12th campaign swing through California. And so and then we'll be back here again next year. Don't worry, you'll be seeing more. We've got a long way to go. But you have very important elections coming up this November, and we want to keep the Republican Party strong, and we want to keep it healthy, and we want to keep it vital. And we're a party that I think we're a very organized party, because when people are Republicans, they know why they're Republicans. They can tell you why. You can actually just go ask them. And I'll tell you what they tell you mostly. They tell you two things. One of them is they tell you, well, I'm a Republican because I believe in a strong national defense. I'm one of those people that believes that America is safer when America is stronger. That goes way back, I think, to why a lot of people became Republicans. It's certainly the thing that Ronald Reagan all taught us, that a country that is militarily strong is a country that's going to be much more likely at peace. And the way I translate that into the new challenges that we face is it's the number one commitment that I make in my 12 commitments to the American people, and that is that we are going to be on offense against Islamic terrorism. We're not going to go back to the defense that we used to be involved in before September 11. Now, I don't blame people for not being on offense before September 11. I don't even blame them for not seeing the threat adequately before that, because I don't expect people to be prophets. But I do blame people for not seeing the threat after. The reality is that we face a significant threat in this country. People in New Jersey know it better than people in most parts of the country, because of what you went through on September 11, like New York did, like Connecticut, like Pennsylvania, like Washington, D.C. But the rest of the country knows it too. And all you have to do to realize that that threat is still going on is just read the newspapers and watch the world. Look at the Islamic terrorists that were arrested in Germany a few weeks ago that were going to kill Americans. Look at the Islamic terrorists that your U.S. attorney here in New Jersey arrested a few months ago, who were going to attack Fort Dix. They were going to kill American soldiers here in America at Fort Dix. So nobody's exaggerating this. Nobody's making this up. Nobody could make up somebody like Ahmadinejad, right? Now that was a very frightening performance. I know he seemed absurd and even silly in a way to Americans, but he's not silly to himself. I mean, he's a man who lives in a somewhat of a fantasy world. Islamic terrorists live in somewhat of a fantasy world. So he leaves that performance at Columbia not having the impression that you and I have. He leaves that performance saying to himself, I got about half that audience to applaud for me. I got about half that audience to applaud my vicious, horrible, terrible ideology. So I wonder the distortion that he takes back with him to Iran. I think it was a terrible mistake for Columbia University to allow him to speak, to give him the podium. You have to. It's not a matter of free speech. Not everybody gets to speak at Columbia University. Not everybody gets to speak at the Distinguished Speakers Series. Hardly a distinguished speaker. And you've got to be able to make some kind of a distinction between speech and hateful propaganda. So In case you don't think, or there are people out there that don't think that we're facing a realistic threat, we are. The idea of Iran being nuclear is just an unacceptable idea, and we need a president that is going to be able to keep us on offense against Islamic terrorism in all of its forms, whether it's in Iraq or Iran or Afghanistan or possibly right here in New York or New Jersey. And I think you know that that commitment for me comes from very, very deeply held personal views and experiences. Second, the second reason people give you for being a Republican is we're fiscal conservatives. What does that mean? We believe in smaller government when we can make government smaller, in keeping control over government spending, and lowering taxes to put more money back into your pockets. We believe in that, honestly, because we believe in people more than the Democrats do. The Democrats believe in government more. We believe in people more. Yeah. And I'll give you a quote from the leading Democratic candidate that tells the whole story and the complete difference. Here's what she said. We're going to have to take things away from you for the common good. Well, what exactly do you have in mind taking away from me? And who figures out the common good? You? The idea I have is we're better off. We have a growth society. We have more jobs for people. We take more people out of poverty when we give things back to you for the common good. When we give you some of your money back so you can make a choice for it. So I think the other reason that people are Republicans is they understand the essential nature of what America is all about. America is mostly about a private sector, about personal decisions and personal choices and family decisions and government. Government often gets in the way of that when government becomes too big, when government taxes too much, or regulates too much, or tries to direct too much. This whole idea of socialized medicine is a terrible, terrible idea. This is a trick. This is a trick that's going on here. This idea that that whether it's Hillary Care or Obamacare or Edwards Care, the idea that it's not socialized medicine is a trick. It's a massive growth in government control of medicine. Now, and when I look at their plans, depending on which plan, they're going to add anywhere from 6 to 10 new federal bureaucracies. They're going to have a mandate that you must have, legally have, health insurance. Now, if you have a mandate for health insurance, the first thing that happens is it gets more expensive. Anything mandated becomes more expensive. It becomes hard to control the cost of it because you don't have a market that's controlling the cost of it. And then if you're going to mandate it, just exactly what are they going to do to you if you don't buy it? Sue you? They're going to tax you. That's what they're going to do. They're going to fine you. And the reality is the way we should increase health care in this country is to encourage more people to buy their own health insurance by giving them a big, big tax deduction to make it attractive to buy your own health insurance and to make it affordable to buy your own health insurance. We want to make it just as attractive for people to go buy their own health insurance as have their employer do it. So these are the kinds of solutions that we're about as Republicans. Here in New Jersey, what Republicans are about, lower taxes and smaller government and trying to rein in the size of government. And Republicans, very often, domestically, locally, are about stronger law and order and more safety and security. And these are the principles that unite us as Republicans. It's true we have some things that divide us as Republicans. Gosh, we're human and we're a big organization and you don't agree on everything. Ronald Reagan used to say, my 80% friend is not my 20% enemy. That's why he's the last Republican to win New York and New Jersey. Because he understood what I just said. He understood how to have a broad base. And we're going to do that if we want to win in November of next year. We're going to have a candidate that competes in 50 states, not just in 30 states. There's got to be a campaign in New Jersey next November. We can't give up New Jersey. So, I thank you very, very much for your early support back in January. I'm not even sure I had decided to run by then. I think I did. I don't remember if I had actually did. I'm not sure I did even decide to run by then. I think that your support and the overwhelming support that we received in New Jersey really did help me make the decision that not only could we run, but we could win, that we could win the nomination. You moved up your primary, which made our candidacy even that more competitive. And Connecticut did, New York did. You're all going to be on the same day. Illinois, California. Boy, that's a lot of big states. Florida is going to be earlier. Then we have New Hampshire, and we just had a poll in New Hampshire in which we're even at this point. And one of my opponents has spent $7 or $8 million there. So, only thing I have to say, have an election in November, pay a lot of attention to it, make sure we elect Republicans, work really hard at it. The success you have this November is going to help us in January and next November. And ultimately, it's always nice when you're ahead in polls. It's always nice when you're competitive in polls. But you know they don't mean anything. You have to go out and get the votes. They got to turn that poll into votes. And that's why we need you. We need people who believe so much in the principles of the Republican Party that they're willing to work for them, because they realize that it makes a difference if we have Republicans in office. It makes a big difference. It makes a big difference to our safety and security. It makes a big difference to how we're going to deal with terrorism. It makes a big difference to our wallets, how much money we have to spend on ourselves and our families. It makes a big difference in how much control we have over our own lives. So thank you very, very much for supporting the Somerset Republican Party. God bless you, and win in November, and then we're going to follow it up twice next year. Thank you.